high ceilinged affairs?
No, they one of them wasn't. Now the last one was. It's 11 feet.
Is that right?
But our first one must not have been more than 8 or 9.
I see. Well, did the house that you were raised in have a fireplace in it?
Yeah, it had two. The one that I was born and raised up till I was 10 years old. And then the last one had three, but it's all up one chimney. In three different rooms, a fireplace.
Oh.
And it went up into one chimney.
I've never seen that sort of arrangement before.
I haven't either, but I haven't since. That was my dad's idea.
Did he build the house himself?
Well, he helped. He hired somebody to help him, of course. I don't think he built the chimney. I believe my uncle built the chimney. Mm-hmm. But they were, several of the family were bricklayers.
That helps.
Yeah. And some of them made brick. Mm-hmm. They were burning brick for a thing my father did.
I see. Well, talking about the fireplace, you know that open area right in front of the fireplace?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Hearth.
What was the purpose of having that set up?
Well, one thing was if you had that made of brick, it wouldn't, when the sparks from the fire came out, you know, in the front there, why, it wouldn't set anything fire.
I see. So it was primarily used for safety purposes?
That's right.
Was there ever any cooking done in the fireplace?
Not too much, not during my time. That cooking in the fireplace.
Have you ever heard of people maybe cooking potatoes or cornbread, you know, covering
oh,
up
yeah.
the ashes
yeah.
in the fireplace?
In fact, I've done that on potatoes.
Is that right?
Never did it with bread.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, talking about the fireplace, those big pieces of wood that you burned in the fireplace, what do people call those?
Logs. The big part, they call that a log.
You ever heard them called anything besides just logs?
I don't believe I have.
They call them back sticks or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I have. I've heard them called back sticks too.
Well, what about the type of wood that you use to start the fire, you know?
Kindling? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that usually pine or?
Yeah, usually pine. Rich pine.
You know
pine,
what?
Pine knots.
You know what people around my part of the country call that?
Pitch?
No. Usually instead of saying kindling, they say lighter.
Yeah, well, that term was, we had some people move from Georgia here, and they call it ladder, but that term never was common.
I know. I've been in Arkansas for about a month, and you just don't run across
it. That's right.
I've been, you know, to pretty good many places in the state, and when I bring it up, most people say, well, I've never heard of it.
Well, I have, but it's from those people that
in Georgia.
Moved from Georgia, they call it ladder.
Well, you know those things that you place the wood across?
And iron. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ever heard people call those anything?
Dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that maybe short for dog irons?
I guess it was, really.
What, you know, most fireplaces have something right above them where you could put
the mantelpiece.
Right. Ever heard that called the mantle board?
Yeah.
All the same thing.
All the same.